Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Being in love with your spouse is the best thing you can do for your children. And it gives you all kinds of instincts that make your family much, much stronger. But when you're in love with somebody outside of the marriage, it does exactly the opposite. It makes you turn into a person who is destroying your family in everything that you do. And we've seen many people, I've witnessed many people who have told me that the affair that they had was the worst thing they've ever done in their entire life because it destroyed their family. That's why it was horrible. And so this is why we tell people, it's the worst experience people can have, so guard against it. Don't let yourself fall into that trap.
Often infidelity thrives on the secrecy and the fantasy. And once the fantasy is removed, then all of a sudden it isn't maybe as appealing to the person who is involved in the affair.
Now, the person, the betrayed spouse will then say to me, yeah, but isn't going to make my husband and my wife angry with me? I said, with certainty. Your spouse will be very angry with you. And, well, isn't that going to drive my spouse away? I say, well, that's the one thing that you have to be able to do is to expose it. And to some extent, your spouse will be angry. Your spouse will say, this is it. I'm over it. But in so doing, you speed up the demise of the affair itself. And so it's a risk worth taking. At the same time you're exposing, you want to say, I care about you. I want you to be a part of my life. Whatever problems we may have had during our marriage, I want to overcome them. I want to be a better spouse for you. And you do that in concert with telling everybody my spouse is having an affair.
Does the spouse that initiates that, do they ever come to the point and say, you know, I realize I made a mistake and I need to come clean with my spouse and say, here's what I've been doing? And I mean, that feels like a different way of doing it than maybe the wife or something, if the husband's run off.
We say there are reasons but no excuses for an affair. And the idea is to identify saying, you know, I maybe was disrespectful. Maybe I was controlling. Maybe I wasn't meeting your needs. But we can work this through. You don't have to go find somebody else. So we say at the onset, if there are reasons in your marriage that you're thinking, do I want to stick around for any reason, work on them. Have an open and honest conversation. Don't go be looking at somebody else.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.